Thank you. It wasn't a lack of motivation that kept me away, but there are a number of working groups. But I would like to thank the panelists for their excellent presentations, and I have a number of questions and also some comments that I will make to put them into context. Firstly, Cuba believes that the work and the mandate that COPUAS have is excellent, but this is a different working group working among others, and for us, it is of great importance that we do not work in a silo, that we do not lose time or resources given the limited capacities that we all have. And it is important to overcome any confusions that we may have. Some may have arisen with the creation of this working group, but we will contribute in any way possible to its work. As regards the panelists, I would like to ask to what degree or to in which direction should the mechanisms that the group might recommend be directed without colliding with the mandates of other groups? And to give an example, we should not be dividing space work between issues of orbit or other space junk that is being created from other processes. Space debris is space debris, and we would prefer to see space debris looked at in a unified fashion without the question being broken up among different groups, giving rise possibly to contradictory points of view and to a waste of resources. That's the first question, then. What do our experts and panelists think regarding the difference that this group could make in proposing mechanisms? I'm having some difficulty in seeing that clearly, although I have some ideas. Now, the second comment and question is this. The topic of the panel is the regime applicable in under voluntary arrangements. Now, there's a contradiction here because law is applicable if there are compliance mechanisms, otherwise it is not applicable. It's soft law, but without any applicable without being applicable in any case. Now, it is of course the case that the topics will be developed further as our discussions continue, but I have two questions here. Firstly, in the expert's view, what is better for compliance and applicability of the existing regime, voluntary or binding regimes? And looking at the pros and cons in the current context, in space work, we are seeing different points of view. Some regret certain difficulties, but they say they will not put military objects in space, and others say that they will not put them in space, but they need to defend themselves from military objects that others have put there. In this difficult political context, I would like to know from the experts what the best mechanisms would be for compliance with the current space regime, voluntary or mandatory? And that brings me to my last question. What is the view of our panelists? If this group follows the examples of codification under the convention, if there is a court for space, for example, is that a solution or? And this is and or, it's possible to have two solutions, of course, or should we be establishing an authority similar to that under the law of the sea? So looking again at compulsory mechanisms, which I believe is a good path, but it would be useful to hear from the experts what we should be establishing.